Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
And I had to fight against it. I sounded like a crazy conspiracy theorist and people calling up. There's no way that that's the way that it happened. You're nuts. You're crazy. Stop sounding the alarms. And now today, I know I'm right because they did it again. So a few years ago, when the Steelers had both Le'Veon Bell and LeGarrette Blount on that roster, LeGarrette Blount was unhappy.
Yeah.
And he wasn't getting as many carries as he thought he was going to get. And he was on the sideline pouting. And this was going on for weeks. And one day, he just left. Left the sideline.
Right, prior to the half ending.
Just left the team and went into the locker room and just gone. Dude's gone. That he knew. He knew because of that behavior, he was going to be released. Okay? He was released. Where did he end up? A place that just happened to need a big bruising running back at the time in New England. And what happened? He was great for New England.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened yesterday? This is a weird one. Martellus Bennett's talking about how he's going to retire at the end of the year. He doesn't disclose an injury to the Patriots. And he gets cut because of this. Not shelved for the rest of the year. Not on the sideline. The Packers, who, by the way, Martellus Bennett said he wanted to go after another championship if he couldn't be a part of the Patriots at the end again last year, wanted to go to a team that could win a championship, right? So he thinks it's going to be the Green Bay Packers. I thought it was going to be the Green Bay Packers, too. I picked him to go and win a Super Bowl this year. Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. Season's over for them as far as winning a championship.
Yep.
He gets cut. All of a sudden, where does he end up? The New
Pittsburgh.
England... The New England blanking Patriots.
Well, they were in need for another tight end.
Exactly.
Dwayne Allen has not panned out.
Exactly.
So you think they put a bug in his head, dog?
Yes.
You need to do whatever you need to do
to get
to make
cut.
Sure you get cut.
To get
we got
cut.
You. You're not retiring.
Yes.
Come back. Come back. Wow.
Tell
Twice
us.
Now, huh?
Twice this has happened. I mean, and they just go and they just... Right up. Snatch
him
right up.
He was there. He won a Super Bowl with them. Of course, they would be first on the list, right?
Sure.
But you're talking about the manner in which it all came about.
Both of these guys were nowhere near available the week before it happened. And then it just happened. I mean, we're not talking about guys that were rumored to be traded before the NFL trade deadline. We weren't talking about guys... I mean, they weren't available. Now, I know that with LeGarrette Blount, he was not happy about the carries he was getting, whatever. But the Steelers had no intention of getting rid of him until he did that. And I don't think the Packers, who have issues to begin with in their passing game now with no Aaron Rodgers, they really were thinking, all right, we have to get rid of Martellus Bennett. I mean, what if a guy gets healthy and then, Hundley just starts to develop a little bit. That's a big pass-catching tight end there. That's something you could need.
So how do the Patriots go about getting this nefarious development or nefarious plot, if you will, to the players? How do they reach out to
circle? They go right to the player.
They go right to the player. They do it via their agent.
No, they wouldn't do that because the agent, first of all, you could never trust anybody in these things. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to go straight to the source and then be like, listen, we're going to take care of you, but you can't say a word about this. First of all, The Patriots have always thought of ways to get around things. Their entire existence under Bill Belichick has been finding loopholes.
True. They know how to circumvent rules, whatever.
Yes. So they go to these guys, and when they look at needs, guys that they know are going to step up, be like, listen, your situation there stinks, right? The season, you know, you can get out of there. Get out of there somehow without being suspended by the NFL. Like, don't go and, like, you know, I don't know, smoke a bong on the 50-yard line or something to get cut. But do something that you're going to get cut. Mm. And also, it's not like Martellus Bennett left the side. Like, it wasn't the same thing.
Yeah.
He did something different, this whole non-disclosure injury getting cut thing. So they go to him and say, get cut. And they might even give, like, an idea. Like, how am I going to do that? All right, well, maybe you can do this non-disclosure of injury thing. You got this thing with your shoulder, right? You think you're going to be okay in a couple of weeks? You know, you can go that route. This is not a coincidence, man. It is not a coincidence.
Okay. Well, it's happened twice now. So what they say, first time it's a coincidence, second time, or first time accident, second time a coincidence, third time it's a trend.
Well, I think it's a trend already because of what we're talking about and what franchise we're talking about. And by the way, I think I have to look this up, but it sounded like Martellus Bennett said, like, he was going to retire
at the end of the year, he was considering retiring.
And then didn't he come back and say after this, like, he still wants to play for, or at some point he said he still wanted to play for 10 more years. At some point he said that.
Damn.
I think.
Well, make up your mind. You want to retire, you want to play for another decade.
Well, this is why I think this is part of it. This is part of his plan to get cut. Because they're thinking, the Packers, if he's going to retire at the end of the year, what the hell is the point of even keeping
him
here?
Now, if you're onto this, and this is the second occurrence, shouldn't the NFL be onto it? Shouldn't the teams involved, the Steelers, the Packers, shouldn't they be onto it as well?
Well, they should be, but are they? I mean, it's such a well-disguised plan.
And it is just really weird to be cut and fired for not disclosing an injury. I don't get that. There's more to this story. I would agree with you there. But you know the guy has been dealing with a shoulder issue for a while now. So what's the undisclosed injury? What else did he sustain?
Yeah.
It's fishy.
It is fishy.
Now,
if he was going to retire at the end of the year, he tweeted this out.
Yeah.
This is going to be my last year. I'm done. And then this happens. He gets cut by the Packers. Don't you think at that point he'd probably be like, all right, I'm finished. You know, I'm hurt. I'm not going to go to another team the rest of this year. I'm going to retire at the end of the year. It's over. Like, now it's over. But now all of a sudden he's boom.
Yeah.
Want to play?
All of a sudden he's re-energized. Because he's putting all that out there. I'm going to retire. He seemed disgruntled. And now all of a sudden he goes back to a team he won a ring with. And, hey, I don't feel as old and beaten up as I did a week ago or 2 days ago.
Yeah. Huh.
Maybe he didn't want to be in Green Bay. Maybe he didn't like the environment.
If Aaron Rodgers was still there,
yeah,
this wouldn't happen.
Well,
he wants to win a title.
Well,
he wants
bad.
To win another title.
That's
he
bad.
Has said this, and that's why part of the, you know, he went to Green Bay so we could do it with Aaron Rodgers. And now he's back there with the New England Patriots. So, I mean, I don't know if the NFL figure this out or do an investigation into it, but I am so certain that in both those instances, this is not a coincidence, and the Patriots somehow got to both of these players, knew them too. Now, was Blunt with the Patriots before he went to Pittsburgh, or was that just...
Where was Blunt? I think he was with the Patriots prior to that. No. Is that who he came in the league with out of Oregon?
Let me just see, because...
Tampa, then the Patriots, Steelers, Patriots.
So it was Patriots before.
Right. Yeah.
So
Steelers.
So they already had
Tampa first.
They already Belichick already had an established relationship with both of these guys, with both of them, who played on the team, and he got to them and said, "Get yourself cut, because if you get cut, we can pick you up." And that's it's all lining up, man.
Oh, wow!
All lining up.
Steady on the case.
I'm telling you,
Sharp Eye Washington over here.
Sharp by one. Yep. So, all right. There you go. That's my
Patriots one. Now, more reason to hate the Patriots.
No, I love the Patriots.
More reason to hate. So, you should be happy.
No, I mean, I'm not a real fan of them. I'm just saying I love what they've been able to do in the NFL. I think it's great. And if this is what's going on, I think it's genius. I think it's absolute genius what they're doing.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
Nobody's thinking about it.
More teams should do that.
Yeah. I mean, well, they probably can't, though, because they're in that catbird seat where, like, they know everybody wants to play with them. You know? I mean, they're not – there's certain organizations where it's like – especially if you already know Belichick.
Right.
Like, you know that – and they probably – I bet you Bennett would have stayed there last year, but the Patriots decided to go in a different direction. It just hasn't worked out the different direction they went in. So, like, you know what? We were wrong. Let's get you back on the team. Yeah. You're not happy there. Get yourself cut.
Now, if he comes out versus the Broncos this weekend and just has a heck of a game, I'm going to be more apt to believe you. Yeah. What shoulder? No, shoulder's fine. I have no idea what the Packers were talking about. I didn't not disclose an injury. I feel great.
I mean, could they, the Patriots, I'll tell you this much. If the Patriots are, I mean, they might be that much smarter than everybody else to the point that, like, they don't, these other organizations, they don't even sniff this. They have no idea. They're just so ticked off. And that's another part of the genius of this, of the things that these guys are doing are so unacceptable in head coaches' minds that they could do nothing but cut them.
Right.
Like, there's no, like, sitting them down and saying, hey, man, sorry. Like, guy storms off, disrespect the head coach. Yeah. Guy says he wants to retire. You telling me that that retirement thing was a big load of crap you've ever seen? I mean, that was part of the plan,
well,
too.
Well, now there are reports that he has a torn rotator cuff.
It doesn't matter. He's going to play.
He's going to play with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to watch him play. You don't need it. You're going to have a torn rotator cuff and play tight end.
Yeah, I would agree. You can't block that well, but you can catch.
Catch passes?
Yeah, should be able to catch.
Watch
as long as your arm doesn't continue to go. Well, it's already torn, so who cares, right?
Telling you, man, they snatched him up knowing full well everything that was going on with him. Mm.
Torn rotator cuff and
three
all.
Three touchdowns this week.
Three?
Three touchdowns.
I'm putting him in my lineup I don't have.
If he plays. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. There's a couple of games that are interesting this week. Not as many as in college football. That's for sure.
Oh no.
In the NFL, one I almost went to in the Vikings and
that's right.
Washington.
You big time there. Get invited to suites and all that good stuff and travel. Man, one of these days we can only hope to be like you.
Well, people know. You know, that this is a special season for the Minnesota Vikings, and they're about to, you know, they're jumping on right now before the Teddy Bridgewater story happens, which will be the greatest story in the history of the league. And they're saying, you know, now we gotta get into this now. So the Vikings, they are, you know, they're 6-2. They're going to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And what Kirk Cousins and Jay Gruden and Washington did, trying not to say the R word now. I've crossed on that now.
Oh,
I've crossed on that one. I'm on the other side
PC
of that one.
PC warrior.
I'm on the other side now. I am.
Go ahead. Come on. You can say orange man, right? Oh no, they changed that to orange. Yeah.
Mm. But were they?
They did. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but they weren't like
there's orange men and there's also orange women. So now just orange.
Why is it ridiculous? Call anybody orange.
No, I don't like the change.
Oh, really? I understood that. Why not?
Well, don't worry about it.
Well, the St. John's Red Men is more like this, and they changed it to the Red Storm.
Right, which they should have.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They should have changed the Orange Men.
Yeah, and I don't, so I'm trying not to say it anymore. I was against it for the longest time. I just went with it because I was like, hey, the Washington, you know. Now I'm not doing it.
The Washington Reds.
But they've had so many injuries. What they did last week was just incredible with everything that they were up against. Really showed me something. And you look around at division, what's happening with the Giants and Ben McAdoo, and then Jay Gruden's got these guys, he's signing guys off the street, and they got so many injuries and all the stuff's going on. And they go in and do what they did and won that game. So I do like the Vikings traveling on the road in this. And if they get to, 6-2 going into the bye, you know, after beating Cleveland in London was one thing. They go on the road, beat a 4-4 Washington team to get to 7-2. I mean, you really got to be looking at them as a team that's not going away.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And their defense has been damn good. We'll see if the offense can continue to be consistent. That's going to be the key for Case Keenum and those guys on that side of the ball, because I think the defense, you know, they're going to show up. And Sendejo's back in the fold after his suspension. I like this defense from day one. I liked them last year. It's just the problems on the offense have been really the main focus for this organization. Can they get right over there?
Yeah, and they've been good enough. Yeah. I think that Latavius Murray being healthy and being a little bit of a factor with what McKinnon has been doing in the absence of Dalvin Cook has helped them. You know, Steph Diggs being back healthy is a huge deal. And
yeah,
Thielen's a real legit NFL wide receiver, you know, with a pretty good pass catching tight end in Kyle Rudolph. So I think that there is enough there when Bridgewater comes back and leads them to the Super Bowl. You'll really see those guys
and
shine.
Everson Griffin, man, what a wonderful season he's having. Eight games, eight sacks, or he's had a sack in every game. This year, at least one, so that defense can hunt, and they're going to have to, because Kirk Cousins looked great leading the Washington Reds to victory there in Seattle last week.
Yeah, he was. I mean, they were also. I mean, they did a lot. That was a huge team effort. That wasn't even like a big Cousins game. Like, he didn't look down and say, "Oh my goodness, he threw for 400 yards."
No, only when he needed to.
Yeah, but exactly. Another big one is New Orleans traveling to Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I mean, two teams that were trying to figure out how good they are. Buffalo coming off a tough performance against the Jets on Thursday Night Football, where they just got throttled by them, and New Orleans, who just doesn't lose. And now you got New Orleans coming out of the dome. It's going to be a cold weekend. This is the are you real, you're not real type of game for the New Orleans Saints. You know, I happen to like everything that's going on there in New Orleans. But you want to talk about a scalded unit, as Mike Tomlin would say, a pissed-off football team and the Buffalo Bills sitting on that Jets loss.
Right.
And here comes this dome team into their house in the cold.
Right. It's supposed to be in the 30s all weekend. And especially up there, it seems like it's always winter. And New Orleans has been rolling. Six straight wins. That young defense is growing up. But you were dominated last time out. You were embarrassed last time out. 10 days ago, and you've had a long time to sit there and just fume about your poor performance if you're the Buffalo Bills, and now you get this hot football team in your house, and Drew Brees, he's not having to throw it as much as he had in the past. I think last year he was averaging 42 attempts. Right now it's about 34 because they've got balance. Alvin Kamara has come as advertised out of Tennessee, but I think Buffalo – they will play much better in this one. They won't be pushed around, and they'll get back to their winning ways.
Yeah, and we'll see if that Saints defense travels in this type of deal. I mean, I think offensively they run the ball enough now that they can travel, and I think that they finally understood that. It used to be the Breeze road home splits were like crazy, and now it's not as bad because what they're doing is they're running to set up the pass as opposed to the opposite, which has gone on so long there. In New Orleans, and then also Dallas, Atlanta. I mean, Julio Jones is banged up. Ezekiel Elliott's not going to play. Atlanta's just weird. I can't.
The owners are at each other's
throats. The owners hate each other. Yeah. I mean, I like Dallas in this game, but I mean, this I don't really have a good feel about this. I got to see how healthy Julio is. I mean, if Julio's healthy, but he's not going to be. I mean, he's always something going on with his feet or his legs or something. You know, last week with the drops. But that's going to be a big factor if he's 100% or not, but I don't believe he's going to be 100%. And we're going to see. I mean, how much of this is Ezekiel Elliott? How much of this is the offensive line? Is Dak Prescott not getting enough attention?
I think they complement each other, G, and I think Dak Prescott, they'll continue to roll him out, get him in the boots and the waggles, and he's going to have to utilize his legs. I think he's a guy who will take some of the pressure off that running game by providing some runs himself. So you put in Alfred Morris, who's been in the league a while, McFadden a while, and they'll do what they do, but you also factor in the quarterback now. He's going to have to make plays with his legs.
Coming up next, an Andrew Bogish update, and Coop is back with his picks. He's had a horrible year picking games. Just absolutely terrible, but he's still going at it. Our security guard downstairs will find out who he likes if we can understand him. Coming up next.
Keep up with the latest on the show on Twitter at Gio and Jones.
Try to say this, the name of the group, when you're not tipsy, it's hard. Just imagine when you're...
I don't even know who... What the
Fa-a-a-a something.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. It's a long name. F-A-U-D something, right?
Yeah, F-A-U-L and Wad Ed? Something like that?
Wad Ed?
Okay. Hey, man. Can you play Yeah.
Oh, you probably are the most annoying person on earth to a DJ.
I am.
Because
they suck these days. They play just a snippet of the damn song. Just when you get into it, they go to something else.
It's a good DJ.
That's a horrible DJ. Play the damn song. Come on, hero. It just got good to you.
I'm with Brian on this one. DJ do it all the time.
And my instructor yesterday at kickbox, she does the same damn thing. She's killing you, and then she kills the music. Let the song play. It's the only thing that's getting me through this workout.
Wow.
Francis. What's her name? Francis.
Whiny Francis?
Yeah. Leave the music alone.
Francis.
I'm over here dying. Just get me through it. Francis. And don't call that stretching because it ain't stretching. I'm dying when I'm doing your stretches.
I mean, you feel like this is something you'd talk to Francis about, not us. You know?
I do every Thursday. I say thank you and I say you crazy. Because she is. She crazy.
Okay. This game preview is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. If your weekends are reserved for football, then you should be watching the games at B-Dubs, where all the fans are there for the same reason, to watch sports. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports, Giants, and Niners, two proud franchises that are in the toilet. 4:25 Eastern Time, Sunday from San Francisco.
Yeah. Check this out. Combined record of 1-16. Eli Manning has thrown 12 touchdowns. 6 picks, and how about Carlos Hyde? 4 touchdowns on the season. How about that? That's something to be excited about, right?
I think that the 49ers are having a much better season than the Giants are, even though they haven't won a game. They've been competitive. There's no real drama that's going on there.
No expectations when the season started.
None whatsoever.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's Beathard to Kittle. It's Beathard, to Hyde out of the backfield.
They get beat up in fights versus the Cardinals.
You got a new coach, a new GM. You're feeling good about
things. Hook 'em horns.
Garoppolo's waiting in the wings.
Yes, exactly. You got Garoppolo on the sidelines now.
Yeah, he's probably saying, please don't put me in, coach. Please. Don't put me in yet.
Mm-mm. That line moved a lot. By the way,
what is it now?
The Giants were underdogs.
Ooh.
They're favored by 2.5 now.
Yeah, and they started off, it was -1.5 San Francisco, and now they're favored by 2.5. So it moved a full 3 points. So, I mean, usually when that happens, you got to go back to the original line. You go against the trend.
Is that how it works?
That's usually what you got to do. But. I don't know. Both
start
those teams
giving you money to
so bad.
Lay on the books, man.
Oh, I moved 4 points. I'm sorry.
Oh.
4 points. Full 4 points. I said 3. It's 4 points. So you get the 1, then the 0. Then
I'm lost. It's too much.
It's 4.
4-3.
So you moved it to the 4 points. 1.5 to 2.5 is 4 points. You want to explain that, Mike?
Another strength of mine, math.
Yeah. We'll explain how it's 4 points.
Well, 1.5 to 0 makes 1.5. Then we go the other way, 2.5. So 2.5 plus 1.5, 4.
4 points. Nailed it.
Huh?
I'll try it again.
No. That's all right. I'm with you even though I'm not.
Michael Buschaglia.
Yes, thank you, Buschaglia. Thank you.
All right, Bogus, you got something for us, man?
I've got injuries and penalties abounding on Thursday Night Football in Arizona. The biggest name on the injury report is a Seahawk.
John Brown with the grab. Richard Sherman with the tackle. And Richard Sherman stays down on the turf after the 18-yard gain. Sherman is hurt.
Kevin Kugler on Westwood 1. Torn right Achilles for Sherman. He's done for the year. But at least Seattle won the game.
Russell throws far side into the end zone. Touchdown, Seahawks! Jimmy Graham from the 2-yard line. Just an alley-oop. Listen to the roar. That's Seahawks fans here.
Celebrating what ended as a 22-16 decision over the Cardinals. 2 touchdown catches for Graham. The highlight from Steve Rabel on Seahawks Radio. The second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted Ezekiel Elliott an expedited hearing for his appeal of his 6-game domestic violence suspension, but did not grant him an injunction in the meantime. So Elliott will not play this weekend. His next court date is December 1st, which would mean 4 games missed. Meanwhile, in a letter to owners obtained by ESPN, Jerry Jones accuses Falcons owner Arthur Blank of misleading their fellow millionaires and billionaires about Roger Goodell's new contract. The league says Jones's claims are without merit. Bengals wide receiver A.J. Green fined $42,000 for Sunday's scrap with Jaguars corner Jalen Ramsey, and the Eagles extending D lineman Timmy Jernigan for 4 years, reportedly $26 million guaranteed dollars. Now 6 losses in 8 games for the Cavaliers, 117-113 losers in Houston last night, 35 points, 11 rebounds, and 13 assists for James Harden. His Rockets have won 4 straight. The Kings snapped the Sixers' 5-game run, 109-108, and OKC fell in Denver, 102-94. The NBA is expected to announce today the 2020 All-Star Game will be in Chicago. The Miami Marlins confirmed yesterday that Don Mattingly will return as manager for a 3rd season. Astros second baseman Jose Altuve and Giants catcher Buster Posey won their 4th Silver Slugger Awards last night. Aaron Judge headlines 8 first-time winners. Managers and coaches choose the best offensive players at each position in each league. And overtime hockey last night in beautiful Newark, New Jersey.
He's got a breakaway. Pulls up, centers. What time is it's McDavid to Draisaitl for the winner in overtime.
That kind of sounded like Mikey B's It's Perfection, didn't it?
Except for the puberty strike in the middle.
Perfection!
Who is that, man?
That, I believe, is Jack Michaels on Edmonton Oilers Radio, a 3-2 win over the Devils. And I'm done.
All right, Bogus, you want to hear Coop's picks for the week? You don't want to hear his picks?
I would like to, but I have to leave.
It's perfection!
Why do you have to leave, dog?
Because New York News Radio needs me shortly.
Oh, you doing double duty today?
Yeah.
Oh.
12 minutes from now.
I have to write the words I'm going to read to them.
Why didn't you write it already?
Yeah.
Because I'm busy writing words for you as well.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
All right, at home.
I mean, I'll hear from down the hallway. I'll text you my response.
Man, cantankerous Bogus on a Friday.
What the hell's wrong with you, dog?
Yeah, seriously.
I didn't work out with Francis.
I didn't.
You can't just regurgitate the same thing you did.
I refuse to do that a half hour ago. No, I refuse to do that.
Why?
You sure you're okay?
He's upset about something.
No, I just have things to do.
It's all right. We understand.
I mean, sorry, man.
We're not going to take it personally. No. There's obviously something going
Brian
on.
Brian should.
So. I mean, there he goes. Out of the door. What a jerk, man.
I know. He's being up. Yeah.
I mean, I hope Mike's giving him the business in there.
No, Mikey be scared of him.
I mean, Mike's yelling at him right now. What happened there, Mike? You just yelled at him after he left the studio.
I thought he was talented enough to write it in 3 minutes or less. He said he was not.
Wow. Bogus, not as good as we thought.
No.
It's what we learned here.
I've been trying to tell y'all that for 3 years.
Thought he was good at what he did. Not so much.
He also has like 13 games this weekend he's doing. So I'm thinking he's been prepping for that, and maybe he's behind because of his other work.
Which is not a good look for him.
Which is why he probably wouldn't want to say that on the air. Which is why I did.
That's what's going on here.
He's using lacrosse.
He's using his work time where he should be doing these updates, prepping for his outside work, and that is putting him behind.
No, don't snitch on the man.
He just did.
Guys, y'all are terrible.
Well, he just did.
Guys. Now he can come in here and defend himself, but he's got some writing to do.
I'm not snitching on him. He just did.
You just doubled down.
Okay. What? You think that's the right thing to do?
You're complicit in the snitching.
Well, I would have liked Bogus to be here for this because he could have added something. So now that's taking away from our show, which is the only thing I'm concerned about. I'm not concerned about, you know, Aliquippa State Community College for the Deaf versus...
Good school.
Versus... Yeah. Against,
you had to go to Pennsylvania.
Right. I mean, that doesn't interest me.
Okay.
You know, like whatever lacrosse high school girls lacrosse game that he's doing in Nassau County. This is what I'm worried about.
This,
right here. I'm concerned about this.
Yeah.
Right here.
All of this.
Right.
Right here. We're concerned with Coon. Coon.
What? Who are we concerned with? Did you dump that? No, don't. I needed to know. What are you concerned with? You mean
Coop.
Coop.
And who?
All right.
Coop.
We gotta get to 9 o'clock. He's there. Oh my goodness!
I was trying to start with Coop and Hoon.
Right, you guys you came out that way. Jeez. Well, of all people, the Kodak route, man. You, A2, Bruce Hay? No one. 3 years we've been doing this show, we've been fighting racism.
Coop and Coop and who?
You almost did it again.
Coop and who?
You almost did it again.
You didn't hear that?
Any other slur you want to call him while you're at it? Huh? It's unbelievable what you've turned into. You finally cracked. They got to you, man. Who are you working for?
I'm deep, deep undercover.
Somebody get a Clorox wipe. Let me see what's underneath that.
Yeah. Had y'all fooled for 3 years.
Yeah, all right.
Worked for the new syndicate.
All right. That would be unbelievable. This is like a Scooby-Doo episode. All of a sudden, you like unzipped yourself. And underneath is like Mitch McConnell.
Oh, no. Not the gobbler.
All right. Oh, we got to get to Coop's picks here. Then we
yes,
gotta get to our
Coop
pick.
And Hoon.
Right.
Yes,
so Coop is right. Coop is our security guard downstairs. The man has a tough time with the English language. Man. He's 6-13-2 on the year. Mikey B speaks to him every week to get his picks. This is the two of them talking.
It's now time for picks with Coop. This is week 10. Good morning, Coop. How are you doing today on Friday?
I'm doing fine today.
First game, New York Giants, San Francisco 49ers. We have the Giants favored by 2.5. This game's out west.
Giants.
Why?
Giants been playing decent ball, but they can beat this thing. They can beat 49. 49 ain't gonna beat the Giants. They got, hey, they still got Peyton Manning.
One of Steelers favored by 10.
Wait, did you just hear that?
There's gonna be one. There's one of them. The 49er.
And the Giant gonna beat the 49er. But listen to the end of his answer. Who the Giants?
They can beat 49. 49 ain't gonna beat the Giants. They got, hey, they still got Peyton Manning.
He's just, every time he delivers. Coop is the most consistent thing in my life, I think. Gosh. See, unbelievable.
Still got
Peyton Manning. All right, go ahead.
Steelers favored by 10 at Indianapolis.
Boy, that is a tough one. 10. That's a lot of points in it. I go to Indianapolis. I take the points. That's a lot of points. I ain't give up no touchdown or field goal. That's too much.
Browns at Lions. Lions favored by more than 10. How about 11?
Lions pretty good. Lions, no joke. Giants, I like the Lion.
Who's your favorite player on the Lion?
You tell me. I told you I just look at games and don't really interest in playing.
What?
That's for Z. It's with Bobo, yeah. I can pick him.
What? Bobo? Bobo?
That's for Z. It's with Bobo, yeah. I can pick him.
Bobo? Was he a boomer? Is that what he's trying to say?
What? I think boomer.
Bobo. What does he have to do with anything? Does he think that boomer?
It's with Bobo, yeah. I can pick him.
Wow. I don't invest in the play. I just look at the games.
He gets so upset. And then his excuse be like, why don't you just say, I just don't know anything? How about that? Isn't that?
S was Z.
S was Z?
Oh, man.
I have no idea what he's saying. 6-13-2 for Coop on
Bobo.
The year.
No.
All right, coming up next, an abbreviated version of our picks. Keep it right here.
This is Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
2-1 for me because we had a mix-up with the college picks, and I wasn't doing the show last week, so we only did NFL. 2-1 for me last week in the NFL. Brian, 1-2.
Ugh!
On the year, 29-22 for me. Brian, 25-24-2. Mm. So a four-game lead in the win column.
You
Let's
suck.
Go for this week. And we got to make this a little bit quicker than normal.
We'll make it quick then.
We apologize. All right, Georgia, -2.5 at Auburn. We talked about how the Auburn offense against great defenses goes into a shell. It's going to continue to happen. It's happened every single time this year. It happened last year several times. Why am I going to think that's going to happen against the number one team in the country? And don't give me any Jake Fromm nonsense. This guy will be fine if he needs to make a big throw in a critical situation in the fourth quarter. They are number one for a reason. They really prove it this week. Give me Georgia, -2.5 on the road at Auburn. Michigan State +17. You want to tell me +10? You want to tell me +7.5? Even +11.5? +12? +17 friggin' points in a game like this, or a team that I just saw get steamrolled by Iowa? 17 points, even though it's on the road, and I know the talent disparity is what it is. It's way too much. Michigan State +17. And Florida State has had the worst year you could possibly imagine. Jimbo's fighting fans. You don't even know what he's saying in his post-game news conferences. I think that they keep this one close against Clemson. I think they go there and they're saying, if we could do anything to salvage this season, it's play well in this game. That'll make us feel better about ourselves. Florida State +16 at Clemson.
Did you go all the way back to last year and talk about Sean White when he was quarterback of the Auburn Tigers and this offense couldn't do anything?
Yes.
Via the air? Sean White couldn't hit a bull in the backside with a palm full of rice.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Jared Stidham can. When they keep him upright, they will keep him upright in this ballgame. Will not be like Clemson. Will not be like the second half versus LSU. They keep him upright. Auburn +2.5. They get it done on the Plains. Notre Dame at Miami. The bling bling will be shining. I know Miami's +11 in turnover margin, but have they faced an offensive line like Notre Dame employees? No, they have not. But McGlinchey, that big old left tackle over there, watch him. He's just going to mow down those excellent defenders of Miami because they have a great front seven. And then Wimbush will do what he does. Josh Adams will do his thing. They will be able to run on Miami. I like the Fighting Irish, -3.5. Iowa's been disrespected. Really? 12? You're going to give me 12 points and the Iowa Hawkeyes coming up 55. They posted on Ohio State. I'm taking the Hawkeyes on the road. Nathan Stanley, the quarterback, versus ranked teams. 12 touchdowns. Count them. 0 interceptions. Hawkeyes +12.
2 losses there for Brian already, I can tell. No doubt about it. All right. To the NFL, the Denver Broncos are a disgusting mess. Oof. And Brock Osweiler is going to be the quarterback again of that Denver team. Come on. New England -7.5. You give me -70.5, I might take New England. I know that they've had a tough time in Denver. I know that's one of their Achilles heels. Not this Denver team. You see what happened at secondary, that no-fly zone against the Philadelphia Eagles? Disgusting. New England -7.5 at Denver. I don't love Pittsburgh on the road and spots that are different for them, like dome games. They don't play a lot of them in the division. It's kind of like a rare thing for them to play in a dome. I usually don't like that, but coming off a bye, how bad this Indianapolis defense is, I mean, there's no way they're not going to go crazy in this game, right? I mean, please, if they can't, then there's something really, really inherently wrong with that team. Pittsburgh -10 at Indy.
Oof.
And here I come, man. With the Minnesota Vikings. Here we come. I'm back on board.
Oh, y'all heard that? We!
Back on board. Let's go. Skull Vikings. Go win the game. -1.5 at Washington. I think that this is a team that defensively is going to be suffocating even on the road. It's a defense that can travel. There's too many injuries for the Reds, for the Washington team. And and I think that the Vikings get to 7-2, man. They start sniffing that bye. I think they start sniffing that bye. Let's go.
It is so difficult. How about the Chargers off of bye week at Jacksonville? I know Jacksonville has been playing pretty good at home. They did lose to the Rams at home. But I like the Chargers +3.5 on the road. Melvin Gordon, the only guy at the running back position, or just the only guy, period, with 4 touchdowns rushing, 4 touchdowns receiving. And you look at Phillip Rivers, 9 touchdowns on the season, only 2 interceptions in this defense with Bosa and Ingram really getting after quarterbacks. Let's go New York Jets versus Tampa Bay. Now, this is like a reunion game for everybody. You got Fitzpatrick, who's going to start for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Of course, last 2 years, he's with the Jets. You got players, Josh McCown for the Jets, who played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers back in 2014. But I'm going with the New York Jets. I like their defense, and they're going to give Ryan Fitzpatrick fits. And Austin Seferian Jenkins, he's got to be just great for your fantasy teams, right? He's a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer as well. So give me the Jets -2.5. New York or New Orleans at Buffalo. I'm going with the Buffalo Bills. I know New Orleans is rolling right now. Buffalo is undefeated at home. Their defense will show up. That offense will show up. They will post enough points to win this ballgame. But they have to stop Alvin Kamara. He's a do-everything back for New Orleans, and I think they stop him.
You missed a tremendous opportunity there, Brian. The Jets are going to give Fitz.
Ah!
You blew it. You said they're going to give Fitzpatrick
you know,
Fitz.
You know, man, how I am with all that alliteration and stuff, man. No, You weaned me off of that, dog. Your fault. You ruined me.
No, but that was a good opportunity.
Give
that
Fitz
one, I would have liked that one.
Who knew?
Well, now I'm going to have to go all. I mean, when we go head-to-head, it doesn't work out well for you ever.
Really? The Auburn, Georgia?
Oh, it's going to be.
It never works out?
Most of the time.
Is that the only one we went head-to-head on?
Yes.
Yeah.
I almost went Wisconsin just for the hell of it because they'll.
You think they'll win?
They'll roll.
By 12?
Oh, yeah.
Alex Hornibrook?
I'm telling you, man. Let's
go. Hornibrook?
It doesn't matter. They'll be running
a
football.
At least one interception in 6 straight?
They just do that to even the playing field.
Oh, is that what it is?
They're trying to, as you say, throw people off their scent.
Oh, throw them off the scent. I got you. Yeah, right. Okay.
So,
well, I like the defense, and Jim Leonard has done a wonderful job with him, but he loses his middle linebacker, and they lose their number one wide receiver. It's going to be about Taylor, the freshman running back, who's been outstanding. He's been awesome.
When am I going to see you on television?
You will see me on television at some point tomorrow, halftime or something, man. It's a doubleheader starting at noon with Florida and South Carolina. Then after that, it's Georgia at Auburn. We may have a feel. We'll see how the game goes, the first game goes.
Check out CBS tomorrow with their big doubleheader. Thanks to Chris Sims, Mikey B, Petey Meads, Bogish, Jock Alone. Have a great weekend. Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.